My guest today on Piano Jazz is the sumptuous singer and pianist Diana Krall. With her exquisite tone, she sings great songs with a joyous sensitivity totally unmatched by her peers. In other words, you're the best.
No, I can't.
You're the best.
That's too much.
How are you?
I'm good for 7.5 months pregnant, a little over 7.5 months pregnant.
I think it's amazing.
With twins.
and the thing that's amazing is they're in there listening to you sing great songs.
I've been playing up until 2 weeks ago, and I've been hearing a lot of different kinds of music in the last 2 weeks, and it's really good for me. The only thing I have is I have carpal tunnel quite badly in my hands, so I won't be playing piano so much today. But that's
my goodness.
But that's great because I get to sing with you. And I don't have a lot of air because my liver is now up in my armpit. Because <they're laughs> everything's being pushed up. So it's all good, though. It's all for good reason.
As long as your voice isn't all pushed up.
I don't have as much strength that I've had. But I love to sing, especially to be on your show, which I've been listening to since I was maybe 15 years old. So it's a big deal for
me. My goodness, remember when I first talked to you on the phone?
I thought, who should I talk to? In my life, I've searched for mentors, and I've found good ones in, people like Ray Brown and Jimmy Rolls. But I wanted to talk to a woman who had come from a place far, far away, as you did.
I certainly did.
Coming from Vancouver Island, I would listen to your show, and I would listen to Prairie Home Companion every Saturday. That was what I did with my family. And I thought, well, I'll call you because you're a woman and I can talk to you and ask for advice. And I guess I was bold enough to call you and find a telephone number, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that you'd call me back. So it was your service. I left a message, and then I went out with my friends, I think, and I came home, and my dad, being a fan and a listener, came home very, and he still talks about it, being quite stunned. I came in the door, and he says, Marion McPartland called. What were you doing calling Marion McPartland? It was like, it was a big celebrity, calling you. So, and I never forgot it, that you took the time to call me back and have a conversation with me on the telephone, because I was confused at the time of, I wanted to leave, Vancouver Island and go to New York. And so I wanted to ask you, how would I do that?
And did I make a sensible reply?
Yeah, you were very kind to me. And I think it just meant so much to me that we spoke, that I was able to actually talk with you.
Well, it was
and
so
here we are.
Obvious that you were such a nice person. You could tell on the phone.
I had very good parents and who played me lots of great jazz music and other kinds of music as well, not only jazz. So I had a great environment. And they also encouraged me to go and find out things for myself. But for that, I'm very thankful.
You have found out a lot.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you on 37th Street in New York City.
Let's do a song.
Yeah, okay, good.
What'll we do?
I always associated this song with listening to my dad's records.
What's the song?
Oh, If I Had You. Yeah.
Oh,
it could be a number of them.
That's
it?
A good one.
Okay.
All right. Shall I do a little intro?
Yes, okay. Please. I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave my old days behind. Leave all my pals, I'd never mind. There is nothing I could undo if I had you.
What was the first big thing you did when you started out?
Well, I moved to L.A. and I studied with Jimmy Rolls. And I think the first big thing was I played with Stacey Rolls. We played a duo gig, and I remember Leonard Feather came to review us. That was kind of a big deal. And playing with Ray Brown, I think that was the first time I ever played with Ray Brown, was a pretty highlight of my life.
Exciting.
And it keeps going on. I mean, Oscar Peterson came to our show 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't believe it. I was, and all of us were playing all our you know, he's there, so you're sort of playing for him.
It's true. When somebody like that comes in, you do sort of play for them, don't you?
Yeah, you can't help it, and it's in a positive way, because you could be so nervous that you could ruin your good time, and you kind of have to put all your ego away and fears, even though you have to acknowledge them. But then when it comes time to play, I remember when I first met Oscar, it was at Montreal Jazz Festival, but then just last year, to celebrate his 80th birthday, I went to his house for dinner, and he said, "Kind of, Dinah, let's go downstairs and play some piano." And I was like, "This is not happening to me," you know. And I hesitated, and then I thought, "Oh, what the hell?" You know, how you know, get turned down playing with Oscar Peterson. We ended up singing Nat Cole tunes together and playing "Just Can't See for Looking." And if I would have hesitated or got into the weird ego space and fear, I would have lost the opportunity to have such a joyful, wonderful time. So that's why I came to New York, so I could go and hear people like you and Cedar Walton and Kenny Barron
You're now you're one of them.
No, I'm not. No, I'm still the student, and I don't mean it like sort of false modesty, like, oh, shucks, but I really feel like I still feel like a 16-year-old kid, that I'm still looking to learn, and I still have mentors and ask questions, and I'm struggling.
Well, me too.
But I do feel more self-accepting than I have before.
I would think so.
But you say you too?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And especially, I learn a lot on piano jazz with some of the people that I have. Mm-hmm. Well, we could sit here and chat, and I love every minute of it. We could do it all day, but we've got to have you sing a song. What'll we do?
Well, P.S. I Love You, which is something I learned also when I was...
Oh, I love that too, and I haven't heard that for years.
Yeah, I have a very clear idea in my mind about that song. It seems very bittersweet, and, you know, you get a story. I get these sort of movies in my head sometimes when I have songs, and some of them change and some of them stay, and this one has stayed the same.
Well, that has a real story. It's a good story. I just need to know what key it's in, that's all.
Oh, P.S. I Love You is in the key of F.
Okay.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool. Are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you.
Diana comes from a musical family, and when she joined me on piano jazz for the first time in 1994, she reminisced about her earliest musical memories.
Was it dusty on the train?
You've been playing since you were a little kid, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. It was about 4.
Well, did you just by ear, or did they already, your parents, see that there was some talent?
I can't remember not playing. So just by ear, started playing piano. I can remember trying to pick out Hey Jude, I think it was at the time. So, we had talent contests at school, too.
Oh, did you?
I remember doing that, and getting to play.
When you were little?
Yeah, in elementary school. I had one good music teacher who we had like one day a month or something, talent day. So,
and you won.
Guess we had to play the piano. No, I actually didn't get into the choir at that time. Boy, oh boy, I was heartbroken.
Oh, you're a great singer too. Did piano come first or singing come first?
Oh, piano. Piano came first. I used to sing, but I used to sing with my grandmother only. And she told my dad one day, oh, Diana was over singing. And Dad said, Diana doesn't sing. She says, oh, yes, she does. How long has she been singing? Oh, a few years. So I would only sing with her.
What things did you sing?
Hard-hearted Hannah.
Oh, my goodness. So your grandmother could play, too.
She played a bit of piano, but she could sing. She sang on the stage, like, in my hometown when she was a girl. And her aunt, my great-great-aunt Jean, went to New York at that time and was in vaudeville and sang in, like, in the 20s and 30s.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was sort of the pioneer. I mean, I have this old aunt who lived in New York and sang. So she taught my grandmother. So that sort of went from there.
It's a really musical family. What else did she do besides Hard-Hearted Hannah?
Hard-Hearted Hannah. I used to sing my buddy.
Those good old tunes.
Yeah, because she had sheet music, so I would go over to her. I'd stay with her most weekends when I was in school. And because she lived right near the high school, so I would go over there and go through her sheet music and just sometimes spend evenings with her and my grandfather playing the piano and singing, going
what
through books.
Fun.
It was really fun. That was my Friday night in junior high.
And learning lots of tunes while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I would love to hear something before we talk anymore. Why don't you sing and play some real nice tune? Like, I don't know what.
I Got the World on a String.
That's
Harold
a
Arlen.
Good one. Harold
Arlen
so tune.
Much.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got the string around my finger. I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing. I can make the rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see? I'm in love.
I was thinking about you getting started. Now to really sort of get going with your group, you won a competition. Did you in Vancouver? Was that what happened?
Oh, I got a scholarship to go to Berklee College at the Newest Minster Jazz Festival. So I did that.
How long were you at Berklee?
For a year and a half.
Did you feel that you got a good start, a good education?
Yeah,
a
good start there.
So then you
from
went
the other musicians mostly.
Then you went to where was your next stop? Oh, then you met Jeff Hamilton after that.
Yeah, I met Jeff Hamilton. Mm-hmm.
Where was that, in a festival or something?
In Port Townsend. They have a festival there every year, and
yeah,
now quite a big
thing.
Camp. So I met him, and he encouraged me to come to Los Angeles, and then, you know, I'd gotten another scholarship to go to New England Conservatory, and I was able to instead go to L.A., so I did that and studied with Jimmy Rolls and met John Clayton there. Did some studying with all of them.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I know Jimmy Rolls. But, I mean, I'm just trying to imagine him as a teacher. He probably would be a little bit sort of unorthodox, wouldn't he, or would he?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do for you? What did he show you?
I go over to his house, and he would have sheet music sitting on the piano with my name on it, and like Poor Butterfly or something be sitting there. And he said, try to play through that. See what you can make of that.
So did he write out the whole thing or just the changes?
Sometimes melody and some voicings and his changes, which were always really great.
Yeah, and his voicings are very hip, aren't they?
Yeah, and he's very unique. I mean, he's coming from Duke of Shirley, but he certainly has his own style.
Did he ever play for you?
He'd play for me all the time.
Oh, because that you could absorb an awful lot from just hearing that.
So then that's some of the things we did, and then we would hang out and listen to records. I would just go to his house and stay all day, and then he would play for me. And he still does when I go over there. He knows every tune, I think. And his mother was a piano player, too. I think he learned a lot of the tunes from his mom.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
But he made a great impression on me. I mean, I've always loved his playing. I know you do two or three of his tunes. It would be kind of fun to... Would you do Frim Fram Sauce?
Oh, sure.
That sounds really good on the record.
Oh, thanks.
I don't know. I just have a feeling you'd really love that tune.
Yeah, I do.
Big smile comes on your face.
Yeah. Well, it's just a novelty song, but it's, there's something about it. It's fun to sing.
Yeah. Well, do that. I'd love to hear it.
I don't want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the yachts and fay, with shafafa on the side. I don't want pork chops and bacon that won't awaken my appetite inside. I want the frim-fram sauce with the yachts and fay, with shafafa on the side. Now, a girl, she really got to eat, and a girl, she should eat right. A five will get you ten. I'm gonna feed myself a fry tonight. I don't want
fish. To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.